Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Tet. The Rambam devotes this perek to resolving, in detail, one major difficulty with his explanation of the concept of Olam Haba from the last perek. Let's begin by reading his presentation of this difficulty at the start of the perek in Halacha Aleph. מאחר שנודה שמתן שכרן של מצוות והטובה שנזכלה אם שמרנו דרך השם הכתוב בתורה היא חיי עולם הבא, שנאמר למען ייטב לך וארכת ימים, והנקמה שנוקמין מן הרשעים שעזבו אורחות הצדק הכתובות בתורה היא הכרת, שנאמר הכרת תכרת הנפש ההיא עוונה בה. Now that we understand, based on the discussion in the last parak, that the true reward for mitzvot is Olam Haba, and the greatest punishment for the Rasha is to be cut off from Olam Haba and for his soul to just die, Ma hu ze shekatuv b'chol ha-Torah kula, im tishmu'u yagi lachem, v'im lo tishmu'u yikra etchem, v'chol otan hadvarim ba'olam hazeh. כגון סובה ורעב, ומלחמה ושלום, ומלכות ושפלות, וישיבת הארץ וגלות, והצלחת מעשה והפסדו, ושאר כל דברי הברית. Why does the Torah, when it speaks of reward for keeping mitzvot and punishment for abandoning mitzvot, especially in the parshiot of the Tochacha, in Bechukotai and in Kitavo, speak entirely of reward and punishment in this world? Plenty versus famine, peace versus war, independence versus subjugation to a foreign power, living in the land of Israel versus exile from the land, and other physical barometers of success or failure. The rest of this perek is devoted to answering this question. The Rambam starts off by saying that even though those statements of the Torah are of course to be accepted as true, they do not represent the ultimate reward for mitzvot, nor the ultimate punishment for averot. Continuing from a few lines after we left off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lanu Torah zo, Eitz HaChaim, v'chol ha'oseh kol ha'katuv ba, v'yode'o de'a gemura nechona, zocheh ba l'chayeh ha'olam haba, ulefi godel ma'asav v'godel chochmato hu zocheh. V'yivtichanu ba'Torah, she'im na'aseh ota b'simcha uv'tovat nefesh v'negeh b'chochmata tamid, she'asir menu kol ha'divarim ha'mon'im otanu mila'asota, כגון חולי ומלחמה ורעב וכיוצא בהן, וישפיע לנו כל הטובות המחזקים את ידינו לעשות את כל התורה, כגון סובה ושלום ורבות כסף וזהב, כדי שלא נעסוק כל ימינו בדברים שהגוף צריך להם, אלא נשב פנויים ללמוד בחוכמה ולעשות המצווה, כדי שנזכה לחיי העולם הבא. The ultimate reward for doing mitzvot is עולם הבא. The Torah further promises us that if, as a nation, we keep mitzvot and learn Torah, then Hashem will remove all barriers which threaten to prevent us from continuing to do so. These include disease, war, and famine. He will grant us health, peace, and plentiful bounty in order that we continue to have the time and energy to focus on learning Torah and keeping mitzvot. And the converse is also true. וכן הודיענו בתורה, שאם נעזוב התורה מדעתנו ונעסוק בהבלי הזמן, קניין שנאמר, וישמן ישרון ויבעת, שדיין האמת יסיר מן העוזבים כל טובות העולם הזה, שהם חיזקו ידיהם לבעות, ומביא עליהם כל הרעות המונעים אותם מלקנות העולם הבא, כדי שיעבדו ברשעם. הוא שכתוב בתורה, ועבדת את אויביך, אשר ישלחנו השם בך, תחת אשר לא עבדת את השם אלוקיך בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל. If we knowingly abandon Torah, despite having peace and prosperity, God will take away those blessings, which we abused and which allowed us to devote our time to sin and frivolity. And we will no longer even have the opportunity to focus on mitzvot and learning Torah. Note that in this description of Hashem removing his blessings and inflicting upon Bnei Israel the suffering of war, disease, and famine, the Rambam calls him by the title Dayan HaEmet, the true judge, the same term we use upon hearing that someone has died. This is the way we reference God in the context of tragedy, so it is very appropriate for the tragic situation described here by the Rambam. But the term also implies that Hashem acts in a just manner, and indeed, when Bnei Israel abuse the material blessings of peace and prosperity to abandon Torah and mitzvot, the tragic consequence is a reflection of divine justice. The Rambam concludes Halacha Aleph by summarizing this point. The reward and punishment described in the Tochacha are not real reward and punishment at all. They are a divine response to our actions. If we embark on a path of Torah and mitzvot, then Hashem provides us with the optimal circumstances to continue on that path without having to worry about the basic needs of survival. Conversely, if Bnei Israel abandon that path, then Hashem removes those positive circumstances and their lives become a struggle to survive in the face of famine, suffering, and exile. Of course, the impediments to a life of Torah and mitzvot come not only from God, but also from hostile nations, which rule over Bnei Israel and don't allow them to keep mitzvot. Therefore, the Rambam continues in Halacha Bet, the Nevi'im and Chachamim all longed for Yemot HaMashiach, so that without the yoke of foreign domination, the Jewish people would be free to learn Torah and keep mitzvot and earn a place in Olam Haba. Halacha Bet, Umipnei ze hit'avu kol Yisrael, nevi'ehem v'chachmehem, yemot ha-melech ha-mashiach, kidei shi'anuchu mimalchut harish'a, she'ena manachat lehem l'Yisrael lasok ba-Torah uv'ma mitzvot kahogen, v'imtzu'u lehen margoa, v'yarbu ba-chochma, kidei shi'izku l'chaye Olam Haba. לפי שבאותן הימים תרבה הדעה והחוכמה והאמת, שנאמר, כי מלאה הארץ דעה את השם. ונאמר, ולא ילמדו עוד איש את רעהו ואיש את אחיו לאמור, דעו את השם, כי כולם ידעו אותי, למקטנם ועד גרולם, נאום השם. ונאמר, והסירותי את לב האבן מבשרכם. מפני שאותו המלך שיעמוד מזרע דוד, בעל חוכמה יהיה יתר משלמה, ונביא גדול הוא קרוב ממשה רבנו, ולפיכך ילמד כל העם, ויורה אותם דרך השם, ויבואו כל הגויים לשומעו, שנאמר, והיה באחרית הימים, נכון יהיה הר בית השם בראש ההרים. The Mashiach, that is, the king who will restore sovereignty to Bnei Israel and lead it back to a national life of Avodat Hashem, will be a descendant of David HaMelech, a Chacham and a Navi, a greater Chacham than even Shlomo HaMelech, and a Navi of a stature almost equal to that of Moshe Rabbeinu. Recall that one of the principles of faith is that no other Navi, past or future, is of equal or greater stature than Moshe. And he will teach not only the Jewish people, but the surrounding nations as well, to serve God. All three of the major Nevi'im Achronim, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel, describe this time period as one in which wisdom and knowledge of God will spread far and wide, and when there will be a mass movement of tshuva. The Rambam concludes the perek by emphasizing again that Yemot HaMashiach is not to be confused with Olam Haba, the ultimate form of reward and punishment, which is not part of the physical world. Yemot HaMashiach are very much a part of human history, in which the physical world operates just as it does now, with the one difference that the Jewish people are a sovereign, God-fearing nation, not under the rule of any other people. The Rambam will elaborate further on the nature of Yemot HaMashiach in the last two prakim of the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchot Melachim. V'sof ha-sachar kulo v'atova achrona she'ein la-hefsek v'lo geraon, hi chaye ha-olam haba. Aval Yemot HaMashiach hu ha-olam hazeh, v'olam kiminhago holeich, ela sha-malchut tachzor li-Yisrael. U'kvar amru chachamim ha-rishonim, Ein bein olam hazeh limot hamashiach, ela shibud malchuyot bilvad. The Rambam closes with the statement of Shmuel from the Gemara in Shabbat, which the Rambam accepts in Hilchot Malachim as the correct description of Yemot HaMashiach, that there is no difference between the world as it exists now and the time of Mashiach, except the fact that we are not under foreign domination, but rather an independent, God-fearing nation ruling over ourselves. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.